It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. Great to have you along. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Last week at this time, Georgia Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle proposed unprecedented state funding for MARTA, but not without a major overhaul in the transit agency's governing structure. Keith Parker is MARTA's general manager, and he joins us now. Mr. Parker, welcome.
Good morning.
The lieutenant governor's basic premise is, and this is to use his words, the problem is today we're not seeing that much added value from MARTA. He says it's a valuable asset, but we're not seeing much added value. Just wanted to get your response to that general premise.
When I came in as the leader of the organization had gone through quite a few tough years because of the recession and some other things, had lost millions of riders, and had seen its customer service numbers really plummet. You fast forward 3 years later, we've had the best three-year run in the history of the organization financially, and that we've added well over $100 million to our budget reserves. We've seen our customer service numbers go up dramatically.
The lieutenant governor also said, though, that not enough people are riding the system right now. And MARTA's own figures show the monthly ridership is down more than 2 million between July of last year and February of this year, down from 12.4 to 10.3 million. And it's missed the forecast every month since November. So is that an indication that there's something to what he said, that people are looking for something in the daily experience that MARTA might not be providing?
Well, I think it needs to look at a broader national context, that what's happened in the entire nation is that since gas prices went down, transit ridership around the nation is down. But when you compare us to other transit systems, we're doing quite well.
His implication, and in fact his direct words, is that MARTA is offering something different from what consumers ultimately want. And he was talking in big picture terms toward the future. Do you think his perception of what MARTA wants, he said a train that stops every 2 seconds, that his perception of what MARTA wants is accurate?
I can't speak for the lieutenant governor, but here are the things that we're doing. We've got a pilot project that's just went underway for mobile ticketing that will allow a person to literally just go on from their smartphone, download an app, and buy their Breeze Pass and use it to get on our buses and trains. We are moving forward with Wi-Fi and cellular connectivity on all the buses and throughout the rail system as well. In terms of public perception of safety, MARTA customers are saying they feel safer now than what they felt, again, in a generation. And already today, if you compare, looking at FBI statistics, not mine, not MARTA's, when you compare the larger transit authorities in around the nation, MARTA has the second fewest serious incidences of all those large transit systems. So we're a safe system, but working to be even safer.
So the lieutenant governor is saying, okay, what we need in order to get the state funding is a change in governance, a board that looks a little bit like Grady Hospital's board eventually became, more business and outside civic leaders involved. Is that a bad idea on its face?
There's going to be a couple of different study commissions that look at public transit, and we just want to play an active role in participating in that effort. And so certainly I'm wide open to listening to all the different ideas that are out there. We've made dramatic changes in the way we run MARTA services, and we'll continue to look for ways to be the best MARTA we can be. So we remain wide open to suggestions.
Can you pay for all of the things you're doing now, though, and the expansion plans you have, even if the halfpenny sales tax for Atlanta passes in November, without state funding?
What we can do now is run our system, continue to add improvements. But no, we cannot use existing resources to suddenly double the rail mileage, for example. And no other system in the country has done that, in fact. But what we will continue to do is be extremely fiscally efficient and responsible, and we will also continue to take ideas about how we can be an even better business partner.
Back to the lieutenant governor, and not just to the lieutenant governor, to the legislature as it gets ready for study committees this summer and then a session next year. What do you want from them? What's your wish list?
One of the things that we would certainly ask is seat at the table so that we can hear all the ideas that are being floated and we can help present some ideas as well. If that happens, my sense is we're going to come up with some really, really neat solutions, and it will result in mass transit being improved, mass transit being more widely available and mass transit being much more widely accepted than what it is today.
Keith Parker is the general manager of MARTA. Mr. Parker, thank you so much for giving us this time. We really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.